Blog Talk Radio.
Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. the effected, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Oh, yeah.
Garments
strong and mighty to the show. Yes, Hold on to
Jesus. Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
hold
he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Amen. Hold on to the hem of his garment. Jehovah Rohi, you are my shepherd, so I shall not be in want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You restore my soul. You lead me beside still waters. You prepare a table for me in the presence of those who oppose me. You anoint my head with oil and cause my cup to overflow. Because of you, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Because you are my shepherd, I will dwell in your house forever. You are the great shepherd. You are the guider of my soul. You are both king and shepherd over all. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. I'm moving upward and I
Shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. I often feel as if I am in want. I often look at things I don't have and covet them. Forgive me for my discontent. As my shepherd, you have given me all I need. When I feel lack, it's not because you haven't provided for me. It's because I have disregarded what you have given. Pardon my sins, especially when they rise up in the face of all the blessings you have given me. I must seem like an ungrateful child to you at times, and for that, I ask for your forgiveness and grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now, it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Not Alone. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, at times you may feel utterly alone in the world because of the struggles you face and deep-seated feelings of failure or insignificance. The enemy will try to discourage you with thoughts of isolation. That the reason you are suffering, it is because you are singularly unworthy of God's help and intervention. But nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, Peter affirms this, saying, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. You are not alone. Your pain, feelings, and insecurities are not unique, wrong, or evidence of disqualification. Rather, your situation is something God has handled repeatedly throughout the ages. Because adversity is a common tool the Lord uses to teach his people how to walk with him. So don't be afraid. You are not alone, abandoned, or forgotten. Your life matters to God, and he sees a great deal worthy of developing in you. Therefore, resist the enemy. Take heart and don't give up. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, thank you so much that I'm not alone, but you are always with me. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because a family that prays together stays together. Amen. Going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Yeah.
open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Jehovah Rohi, thank you for being so patient and kind. Thank you for leading me to green pastures and make me lie down there. You know where I will thrive, and you guide me there. You find the place of deepest rest and open up the door for me. Thank you for constantly looking out for my well-being, even when I'm not doing so myself. Thank you for thinking for me when I fail to think for myself. I have seen your hand of intervention throughout my life, closing doors that would have been harmful to me if I had gone through them. Thank you for being my shepherd, who knows what's best and leads me in that direction. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
That's right. Everybody got around.
To pray one for another, sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen? Let us pray. Jehovah Rohi, with all the confusion ahead of me, I need you to guide me on the right path. I cannot always see which way to go and what direction to make, decision to make. I need you to be my shepherd and show me the way. Will you help me learn how to listen to you even be better than I do now? Will you turn my heart and mind to your voice, so I will more easily follow you, just as a trusting lamb follows its shepherd? Help me make decisions that honor you and bring you glory. Without you as my shepherd, I would surely wander and eventually get lost. Guide me with your hand and show me your loving care as you shepherd me through life's path. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I I wrote it off on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Fall the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking the proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I'm going to play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God that I serve, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be,
God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he's worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. So if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Mark. Amen. And when you get to Mark, go to chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 17 through 30. Amen. And it says, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus speaks to the rich young man. And he said, in verse 17, in Mark 10, verse 17, as Jesus was starting out on his way to Jerusalem, a man came running to him, knelt down, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. You must not cheat anyone. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," the man replied, "I have obeyed all these commandments since I was young." Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. "There is still one thing you haven't done," he told him. Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." This amazed them. But Jesus said again, "Dear children, it is very hard to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded. "Then who in the world can be saved?" they asked. Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God." Then Peter began to speak up. "We have given up everything to follow you," he said. "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mothers or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and property, along with persecution. And in the world to come, that person will have eternal life." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. So here, Jesus assured the disciples that anyone who gives up something valuable for his sake will repay 100 times over in this life, although not necessarily in the same way. For example, someone may be rejected by his family for accepting Christ, but he or she will gain the larger family of believers. Along with these rewards, however, we experience persecution because the world hates God. Jesus emphasizes persecution to make sure that people do not selfishly follow him only for the rewards. Amen. Praise be to God. The kingdom of God is both personal and social. The parables we have studied thus far have emphasized the universal aspect of the kingdom, setting forth its growth and development in the world. This parable and the one following stresses the value of God's kingdom to the individual. Now, the gospel is a great influence to everyone in the community, even those who have never personally accepted Jesus as Savior, shared in the benefits that have accrued to the community. Because the gospel message has been preached, hospitality. Preached. Hospitals, orphans, homes, and humanitarian agencies of all kinds are products of the compassion that people possess because Jesus has influenced civilization. Yet, the treasure of the gospel is primarily a personal possession. Jesus told this story to illustrate the worth of the kingdom of God to an individual life. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, help us as long as we live on this earth to seek you daily and to walk in a believing and affectionate fellowship with you continually. We pray that when the Lord comes, we will not be found hiding our talents nor serving the flesh, asleep with our lamps unfurnished. May we be waiting and longing, but at the same time working, busy about the daily chores that are so necessary for the building of a well-rounded Christian life. A part of our daily duties is the bringing of our gifts into the storehouse. Yet giving is more than an obligation. We give because we love and count it a privilege to invest a part of ourselves in the work of your kingdom. Use our gifts to your glory and use our lives likewise to bring honor to your name. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, and it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. The which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy selleth all that he had, and buyeth that field." Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is, "To be a Christian is worth more than all else." Praise be to God. Tonight, my message is divided into three sections. Praise God. A word of caution. This parable was not given to instruct people in business ethics. We get into great danger when we try to press every detail of a parable for a symbolic meaning. If we did so in this parable, we would be in trouble. Would it be honest if we found treasure in another person's field to slip around behind his back, secure money in some way, and buy the field? Some might say it's slick business. But we know better. When I posed this question to a man once, he laughingly said, "It depends on whether I'm buying the field from you or you are buying it from me. As to whether it's dishonest or not, we may joke about the matter, but deep down, we know it would be wrong." Also, a little sober reflection will cause us to realize immediately that this question of ethnics is not related to the parable at all. Jesus was telling the parable to illustrate one great truth. Jesus is worth more than anything else or everything else in the world. What would you give up to follow Jesus? Amen? An accidental discovery. The story Jesus told easily could have happened in his day. Palestine was invaded often because of its strategic location as the bridge between three continents. When a man accumulated a treasure, he did not know where to hide it, because invading armies looted homes indiscriminately and thoroughly. An old tradition said that in the East, because of the frequent revolutions and changes of rulers, many rich men divided their goods into three parts. One third they used in commerce or for their necessary support. One third they turned into jewels, which if they had to flee quickly, could be easily carried with them. One third they buried. A hiring could be plowing in another man's field and come across hidden treasures of a previous owner who had been killed. What would he do? He might quickly bury it and seek to raise sufficient cash to buy the man's field. This parable, in contrast to the one that follows, suggests that some people come upon God's kingdom unexpectedly. The Samaritan woman is such an example. She went to the well to draw water, never expecting to find the water of life. Some people find Jesus unexpectedly at a worship service. Perhaps the person went for some other reason than to engage in meaningful spiritual activity. But the Holy Spirit operates through the singing and preaching. Amen. Praise be to God. The individual discovered the hidden treasure of a personal experience with Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, a feverish young girl, not immoral, but shallow and superficial, went to a church service. Actually, she went to make fun. But as a result of the message and the Holy Spirit's work, she accepted Christ. Someone later wrote of her that she went to scoff, but remained to pray. That girl grew up mature in the Christian faith and became an outstanding foreign missionary. To God be the glory. Amen. Number three, give all you have. Life has loveliness to sell. By Sarah Teasdale in a beautiful poem. The last stanza begins. Sell all you have for loveliness. Buy it and never count the cost. So it is with God's kingdom. Don't miss it because you hold on to something you refuse to give up. Frequently, we are called upon to give up ambition and lifestyles that are inconsistent with the Christian life. This is a part of the act and process known as repentance. Amen? The point of this parable is that we have to give up everything we have or are to be a Christian. It is worth it. It is worth it. Amen? And as I get ready to bring this message to a close, this young ruler showed the earnestness. He asked what he should do now, that he might be happy forever. Most ask for good to be had in this world. Any good? Psalms 4:6. He asks for good to be done in this world. In order to enjoy the greatest good in the other world, Christ encouraged this address by assisting his faith and by directing his practice. But here is a sorrowful parting between Jesus and this young man. He asks Christ what he shall do more than he has done. To obtain eternal life. And Christ puts it to him whether he has indeed that firm.
Call from Mariana.
Belief of and that high value for eternal life, which he seems to have. Is he willing to bear a present cross in expectation of future crown? The young man was sorry. He could not be a follower of Christ upon easier terms, that he could not lay hold on eternal life and keep hold of his worldly possessions too. He went away grieved. In Matthew 6:24, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. So Christ took this occasion to speak to his disciples about the difficulty of the salvation of those who have abundance of this world, those who thus eagerly seek the wealth of the world, will never rightly prize Christ and his grace. Also, as to the greatness of the salvation of those who have put little of this world and leave it for Christ, the greatest trial of a good man's consistency is when love to Jesus calls him to give up love to friends and relatives, even when gainers by Christ, let them still expect to suffer for him till they reach heaven. Let us learn contentment in a low state and to watch against the love of riches in a high one. Let us pray to be enabled to part with all, if required, in Christ's service, and to use all we are allowed to keep in his service. Amen, amen, and amen. And my conclusion is, notice that the man in the parable seized the crucial moment when it came. He did not linger to debate the matter, but acted on the moment. James Russell Lowell said, "Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. One of life's greatest danger is that when we are moved by high impulse, we shall not act at once. When we delay, the impulse often dies. We must seize the great moment of opportunity while they are present. Someone said it well, Lord, help us to take advantage of the opportunities of our lifetime during the lifetime of our opportunities." I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. In Jesus' name. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive. And here's my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to continue your walk with Christ. Amen. And my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So happy Sabbath to our Seventh-day Adventists and Jewish listeners, and to our Christian brothers and sisters. God bless you and happy Sabbath on Sunday. We love you, and we're so glad that you chose to tune in, all of you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you Blog Talk Radio, wherever you listen to Blog Talk Radio, Pray One for Another. We love you and we thank you. And for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. So God bless you all and have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your weekend and be safe. Wear your mask and stay your distance from your brothers and sisters. Amen. God bless you and shalom. Of King.
praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.